Nightmare Sessions, Transcript 001. Dear listeners and viewers, you must put on your headphones and turn off the lights to watch or listen to tonight's immersive episode, which uses spatial 3D audio in some segments. Adherence to this instruction is crucial to the enjoyment of this episode. If you don't, you might find the experience to be ineffective. Thank you. Transcript 001. Patient Mr. K. Pawar. Transcription by Dr. Shantanu D., MD, PhD. Subject: transcript of the patient's responses to guided hypnosis sessions for examination of symptoms and analysis of recurring nightmares. Date is the 25th of May, 2023. This is the first session with Mr. Pawar, a 47-year-old man currently experiencing recurring nightmares induced by various phobias and manias. His condition is particularly intense and has begun to impact his waking hours, forcing him to lead an isolated existence within his home. It has severely affected his work prospects and his personal life. As his psychiatrist, it is essential to understand the symbolism of the nightmares and the existential threats they pose to his identity. This unique manifestation of fear may be due to a traumatic event or a symbolic representation of a deeply ingrained psychological concern. These nightmares, therefore, are more than just dreams. They are manifestations of a struggle within his psyche. In these sessions, my objective will be to delve into Mr. Pawar's nightmares, dissect their meaning, and ultimately guide him to confront and conquer his fears. The nightmares featured in this session have a horrifying aquatic theme rooted in ablutophobia. Ablutophobia is not just a fear of cleanliness, but a deep-rooted fear of the distortion of self, reflected through the medium of water. I'm curious to understand why Mr. Pawar perceives water as a deceptive mirror, a dangerous portal controlled by demonic entities, threatening his identity and posing an existential danger to his very essence. End of transcript 001. Recording 001. Time and date of the session was 10 a.m., 24th of May, 2023. Henceforth, you will be listening to the voice of the patient as he recounts the nightmare under hypnosis. I am so thirsty. Parched lips. Daggers in my throat. I walk towards the kitchen tap. There is no water. I forgot the council had cut off the water supply for the next 2 years. Trucks were assigned to deliver our daily ration. There it is. Better line up. I get two buckets out of the kitchen and line up with the others in the neighborhood. Fuck. These people in the line, they don't seem to have human faces. Just blurry whirlpools of nothingness. Better look away. So many puddles on the road. These roads haven't been fixed in years. To avoid the attentions of the faceless entities, I gaze at the murky waters of the surrounding potholes. Something serpentine and ominous stirs beneath the water's grimy veneer, like snakes mating. I take a backward step. Oh, the horror. The thing in the puddle. It's a hand now. It seeks living flesh. I yearn to flee, but my feet are cemented to the ground. The hand, white, withered, and as frigid as the Arctic's biting winds, coils around my ankles. Its sopping skin is the stuff of nightmares. The clinging water droplets scald my skin like fiery embers. It's yanking me down. Help! Someone please help! Ah! Ah! Suddenly, I am back in my kitchen. How did I get here? The drip, drip, drip is driving me mad. Shh, I'm not alone. There is something here with me. Oh no. Water drips from it as it moves ever closer to me. I can't see it. The radio has come alive. Fuck. Who switched it on? I'm certain it's caught my scent. It's coming towards me. I better hide underneath this table. Who's that banging on the door? Who is it? Is someone here to help me? Help! I'm in here! Under the table! They don't seem to be friendly. It sounds like there is a crowd outside, ready to tear this place apart. Where did the creature go? I can't hear it anymore. Where is it? Oh no! They have brought down the door! I inch further beneath the table. It doesn't matter. They have discovered me before the creature did. It's them. An overwhelming swarm of the faceless ones. They latch onto me. Their grip inescapable. No, don't touch me. They are dragging me somewhere. Where are you taking me? They have no answers for me. Only inhuman grunts. They seize my limbs. Drag me into the unkind streets. The sky is tainted with carrion birds. Ominously circling. They sense my impending doom. My captors are quiet as they drag me into a dilapidated building. Stained, crumbling walls and rotting beams everywhere I look. The damp, musty air seems to crawl up my nostrils, invading my lungs with an unwelcome chill. They smash through a rickety door and dump me in a filthy bathtub. I try to scramble my way out of the grimy porcelain prison. Ow! Someone kicks me in the face. I see stars. They holler at someone beyond the room's confines. Their words a garbled jumble beyond my comprehension. Buckets are brought into the room. What do they contain? My heart pounds with a frenzied rhythm. No, 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 don't! They pour the bucket's contents on me. Each droplet delivers a stinging challenge to my sanity. Its icy grip clamps down on my muscles and bones, squeezing with ruthless force. It strips my lungs of their capacity to draw in oxygen. The rooms and faces surrounding me distort into a macabre tableau as the water splashes over me. It begins to fill the tub, which I am certain will soon transform into a coffin. I feel the water eroding layers of my skin, muscles, bones, slicing away any remaining resolve within me. The water turns into a school of eels. The slithering avalanche of slimy bodies fill me with disgust. They engage in a perverse dance on my body as they writhe and squirm in an attempt to enter the orifices of my body. The loathing I experience at the touch of their foreign skin defies description. Tremors of repulsion ripple through my body as minuscule spindly teeth anchor into my flesh. I am now encased in a writhing cocoon of insanity that reeks of decayed marine carcasses. I part my lips to scream. The creatures seize my error, invading the sanctity of my innards. End of recording 001.